From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin, talking today with Laura Garfinkel. She's directing The Pirates of Penzance at Peoria Players Theater. The production opens tonight and runs through next Sunday. Laura, good to see you again.
Nice to see you, as always. Thank you.
Now, I was thinking back, and I think it's been a while since we've seen any Gilbert and Sullivan at one of the local theaters. What made you decide that this was the time to put this on stage and this piece in particular?
I have an answer for that. And that is that my music director, Denise Adams, retired in June. And I've been retired for a few years. And we have always, I don't know, 20 or 30 years worth, wanted to do some Gilbert and Sullivan together. And so the time was right, with both of us having the time. And the, Pirates of Penzance has not been done for a while. I mean, there were a variety of things we could do, Mikado or Pinafore, all the old favorites. But Pirates is, it's a particularly funny part. It's got pirates. So, hey, that's reason enough to do it.
And of course, Denise Adams for many years used to do a Gilbert and Sullivan dinner theater production at Woodruff High School. And so now that she's not doing that any longer, she's got some time to devote to a show like this one.
Yes. And there was quite an audience built up for the Gilbert and Sullivan dinner theater at Woodruff High School. So we're hoping all those folks are aware of this and will come to see this one at Peoria Players. Absolutely.
Now, the last time we talked, you were getting ready to direct Fiddler on the Roof, which is a musical. And I'm just wondering, as a director, is there a difference in terms of how you prepare for a musical and how you prepare for an operetta? Or is the process mostly the same?
Well, the main difference is that since the operetta is almost all singing with just a couple of pages of dialogue, I would say that Denise and I are co-directing. I'm called the director, she's called the music director. But the first few weeks of Fiddler and the first few weeks of this one were all music. And then with Pirates, we just kind of kept continuing with all music, since that's what it is. I have done, obviously, some blocking. We also have a wonderful choreographer, Lacey Higgins, who has done some fabulous dancing with the police in particular. And we have three choruses, police, daughters, and pirates. And they all are fabulous. They have wonderful voices. They sing, they dance, they cavort, and they are having such a good time. And I can't wait for the audience to come in and join in the fun.
Now, I just recalled as I was preparing for this that one of the interesting challenges of Penzance is you need two choruses of men. You need the chorus of the pirates, you need the chorus of the police. Mm-hmm. And I know that sometimes in community theater it's a challenge to get the men that you need. So was that a challenge for you? Did you have to twist some arms, or did you get the people you needed?
Well, as you will see when you look at the program, we have some female police.
Okay.
And so that's how we dealt with that problem. Yes, you're right. There is definitely a dearth of men in community theater. I'm not sure why, but we always do have many more women. So we have some female police officers.
You had noted earlier that much more of an operetta is sung compared to a musical. So does that also change how you go about finding your orchestra? Did you have to be a little more selective, or is the process pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same. We have a chamber orchestra. We have two flutes, two violins, cello, and piano. And they are in front of the stage. They're on the floor right in front of the first row. And it's wonderful because you get to watch the musicians and hear them. And they are very much a part of the show. And it's such a great way to introduce some young people also to this sort of music, because it is very appropriate for probably middle school and up, and even younger kids if they can sit. But it's not a long show. It's about 2 hours. So it's not like sitting through Les Mis,
right.
For example. So it's very, very accessible.
And one of the things that's great about Gilbert and Sullivan generally is that the lyrics are very, very clever and the melodies are really, really catchy. So all of their work tends to be very accessible.
Yes, I would agree. There are a lot of fun songs and some gorgeous, just beautiful, very tuneful music. And we're just thrilled to be able to do it. Stephen Post is our Major General. He has the famous song, "I Am the Very Model of a Modern Major General," and the famous Patter song, where he sings fairly fast. And then Lee Winger is the Pirate King. And others in the cast include Seth Katz as the Sergeant of Police, Reese, Mina Vogel as Maybelle, and Larry Betzelberger as the Pirate King's lieutenant, and Ross Thorpe as Frederick the Pirate Apprentice, also Shirley Salazar as Ruth. So it's a fabulous cast, and we're looking forward to doing the show. It should be fun.
Now, the Major General's song is the one that we all know. That's the patter song that's been parodied, that everyone's familiar with. What else do you like musically about this piece? Because that's just one number out of a two-hour show.
Sure. Frederick and Maybelle, the young ingenues, young lovers, have some just gorgeous, gorgeous music. And also Ruth has some wonderful songs. The daughters have great songs. Well, the police, A Policeman's Lot is Not a Happy One.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty famous song, too. It's very funny with some fun dancing and things. So, yeah, just lots of good stuff.
I've seen productions of Pirates in the past, and one of the things that I've noticed is that the plot is pretty ludicrous on a couple of levels. You have this band of pirates who all coincidentally are orphans, so they have a code against harming orphans, and there's a whole subplot that revolves around Frederick's birthday. I mean, a lot of it is highly unbelievable, and I'm wondering, what is it about this show that allows you to just sort of set that all aside and enjoy it for what it is, instead of going, that doesn't make any sense?
Well, I think it's like any opera. If you look at any operatic plot, they're pretty unbelievable.
That's true.
You know what it is? It's really an old-fashioned melodrama.
Okay.
It really is a melodrama with all kinds of subplots. Yes, the business with the orphans is pretty funny and good for a laugh. But I think the important thing when you are doing any piece of theater is that the characters have to be believable. And so you don't laugh at yourself. You don't comment on your character. You are your character, whoever that is. And there may be some funny lines or even some ludicrous subplots, but if you are true to your character and you believe in your character, your audience will find you very amusing or serious, depending on the character. So I think it's very important to not caricature, not make a cartoon of the characters, if that makes sense.
One of the things that I really like about the Players stage is just the size of it. You can do so much with it. You can put a cast of 40 or 50 people on it if you want to, or you can create multiple different settings because you have the room to do all of that. Are you taking advantage of that in this production?
Yeah, it's a wonderful theater. It really is. And we do love the stage. Well, we have a pirate ship, so we have room
for
that. But we've been very, very lucky. Our head of construction is Bill Keltner. Our scene designer or our set designer is Julie Wasson. And they have just done an extraordinary job. And I do want to mention one other person who doesn't get mentioned a lot, and that's our stage manager, Teresa Black. Without her, we wouldn't have a show. As you know, the stage manager takes over once the show opens, and she is fabulous.
Right. And for those who don't do a lot of theater, the stage manager is always backstage, never on stage, but is really the person calling all of the shots when the production is running. And without that person, the lights wouldn't come on, the actors wouldn't know when to go on stage, that sort of thing.
Very important.
And Pirates is, of course, a period piece. It's set, in the late 1800s? So does that mean that you need to go and costume your whole cast appropriately?
Yes. It's stylized. It's a feeling for that period. But our costumers, Karen Stringer and Sandra Cheeseman, have created an extraordinary scene with very colorful pirates. They have striped socks. They are just wonderful. And the daughters are all beautiful with their dresses and their parasols and their little hats. The police are fabulous. They look very traditional, but well costumed. And so I think the costumes really add so much to the production. And I'm very, very happy with how it looks.
One of the things that I know makes costumers crazy is not just when you have a big cast, but when you have a cast of 30 people and they all have to have four or five different costumes. Did you put your customers through that, or did you save them some of that work?
Another reason that it has been such a joy to do Pirates is that there are two sets, Act One and Act Two. So, you know, you don't have to worry about a lot of set changes. And the daughters are dressed in their dresses in Act One and their nightgowns in Act Two. The pirates and the police are the same. And so very few costume changes. Our cast is 26 people, which is just marvelous because you can really do so much with that night. nice group, doing a lot of things you can't do when you have 75 or 100 people.
We've been talking with Laura Garfinkel, the director of The Pirates of Penzance. The production opens tonight and continues through March 22nd at Peoria Players Theater. Break a leg tonight, Laura.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The Peoria Symphony Orchestra presents Visions of Vienna this weekend. It features the music of three composers, Mozart, Beethoven, and Antonio Salieri. That concert is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Grace Presbyterian Church on Route 91. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, go to our website, PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.